We're going to go over to Newaygo County right now.
Run up to Frankenmuth, Michigan.
But we're going to run down to Birmingham right now, Birmingham, Michigan.
We're up at Northwood University. And
we're go over to South Haven, Lanny, Eastern Michigan University.
So you'll be hearing us from all over the place, but that's the beauty of this broadcast.
Now, from the studios in downtown Lansing, it's Chris Holman's Business Beat.
It is, and we are in those studios, as a matter of fact. But, hey, we're going to run down to Rochester, Michigan right now, Detroit, actually, and spend a little time with Tony Vernacy, Executive Director of the Aerospace Industry Association of Michigan. And, Tony, it is always good to have you on, my friend. And, you know, let's start with this, because, you know, we've known you in a couple other venues, and now you're the Executive Director of a brand new Aerospace Industry Association. Tell us a little bit about it and what it does.
Hey, Chris, well, it's good to be with you. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, we formed the association last year as a result of just what was discovered. You mentioned previous venues, and that was my role at the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. And what we found there is Michigan has a strong and very sizable aerospace industry, as you and I have talked about before. And this association was really put together because it's such the sleeping giant in the state of Michigan. There's huge growth potentials for the state, and we just felt it was an industry that was underserved and really needed some support in terms of how the industry can come together to network, to strengthen and grow each other, what we can do to work with educators on developing the right talent for the industry to support that growth, and then also, you know, working with our lawmakers in Lansing so they understand the impact this industry has on the economy in the state, but also more importantly, when you look at the 20-year forecast and that $6 trillion of growth that's out there, what do we have to do as a business community to draw as much of that into the state as we can?
You know, it's kind of interesting because this is your brainchild, putting this together after you kind of observed the industry. And it was sort of one of those sleeping giants. I mean, almost unnoticed in a state where automotive has always kind of driven the economic engine.
Well, you know, I mean, thanks for the compliment, but, you know, it was an idea that I had been kicking around for a while as I just recognized what was going on. But then, you know, like anything in life, you know, if you don't get other people to get around it and support it, you know, sometimes ideas don't go any further than that. And I was very fortunate with the board of directors that we attracted and developed for this association. You know, there's big companies and small and medium-sized companies as well throughout the state, and they rallied around it. Without their help and their support, it wouldn't have been possible. But what's been exciting is as we get out and have our events and meet people out in the business world here in the state, people are just excited about it. We have not met a single company yet that is not interested in joining. So it's been quite encouraging.
Pretty amazing. Okay, so tell me a little bit about, and I apologize for interrupting your summit today, but thanks for taking the time to be with us. Tell me what's going on in Detroit right now.
Well, as you know, because you've covered these Pure Michigan Business Connect summits before, the mechanism, the attraction mechanism that makes these summits successful is the buying organizations that show up with needs, their procurement needs, and then we've got sellers that want to meet those buyers. So whenever we had an opportunity to work with PMBC on this, we were able to get five of our 10 board companies there as buyers, which kind of served as the attraction magnet to help draw in the crowd you see here today. And it's really about, you know, them listening, here's what our needs are, and then meeting the companies right here in the state that can provide those needs that we keep that business here.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff. Now, you've got something going next week up in Grand Rapids.
Well, we do. This has been a really very successful platform for us. We did a similar event in Jackson a couple of weeks ago, and now we're doing this on the 28th over in Grand Rapids at Grand Valley State University, downtown Grand Rapids. But we call it the Michigan Aerospace Industry Luncheon, and it's a program that runs from 11:30 to 2. We've invited in companies that are either in the industry that are looking for opportunities to expand their network, or companies that are outside of the industry that are looking for ways of how they can enter the market. So it's an opportunity to network with other companies, to meet our board of directors, hear from some very expert speakers in the industry, And right now, it looks like we will probably have around 70 or more people there, and it's a very strong response to what we're doing.
Well, it is, given the number of aerospace companies that are in the state. And I, you know, I would suggest that one of the major things you can do for them is the advocacy piece up in Lansing here, because not anybody that I'm aware of has ever really been looking out for the aerospace industry.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's why we did sign an agreement. We have McCalvey Merchant, the lobbying firm in Lansing, on retainer with us just for that exact reason. Jeff McCalvey and Rusty have been going around with us to meet some of our companies so they can become better informed on the industry, but then they're there in Lansing, and they know they have those relationships, and they can help advocate on our behalf so that the lawmakers understand, like I said, you know, not just what it's doing today, which is significant, but also that growth potential, because that 20-year forecast is what we're eyeing up, and that won't be there forever, and we want to help the state draw as much of that business here as we can.
Well, listen, you're doing a great job of partnering, as you always do, Michigan, Pure Michigan Business Connect, and your Grand Rapids affair. You're going to also be doing some things with one of our good friends, Birgit Close, over there at Right Place.
Yeah, absolutely. The Right Place, you know, Birgit was quick to say, look, she loved what we're doing, and they were anxious to support and sponsor the event. And so we're partnering with them. They are communicating this to their business community in West Michigan, which has been a nice audience to draw it from. And then we're also pushing that out to the business community that we have connection with. So it is really going to be a nice event. We were actually awarded last week that Grand Valley State University has also joined the association. So this is really catching on. It's exciting, a lot of fun, but a lot of work to do, and we're ready to do it.
Well, you're the one for it, so keep it up. Tony Vernace, Executive Director of the Aerospace Industry Association of Michigan. You're listening to the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman.